please.
Case number 11435, Dr. Tristram Krueger, east of Route 1 Coastal Highway, west of Dune Road, 60 feet south of Bayberry Road, and being lot 8, block F, within Middlesex Beach. 911 address of 41 Dune Road, Middlesex Beach, Delaware. Tax map ID number 134-17.16-62.00. Requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Tristram Coffin Krueger.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Do you want to explain to the board your request, please?
My house was conveyed to me by my father, who died recently, four years ago. And he bought it in, I think, 1965 or so, 66. And at that time, and nothing's really been done. I have probably the worst property in the community, because father never did anything to the property. So the windows are rotting out and the doors are rotting out. And all of the properties around me have been mansionized, and so we used to be able to see the ocean from the house because there was a vacant lot in front of us. So that's changed. And so my intention is to go up a story and increase the footprint by a garage. And along the way, the house was built according to a 25-foot setback from the front road. And along the way, I found that Sussex County requires a 30-foot setback. And so basically, I would have to tear the house down to meet the 30-foot setback. So I'm asking for a variance, for a 5-foot variance from the 30-foot setback. And I think there's a letter from Middlesex Beach from the chairman of the building committee saying that, you know, all the houses were built to 25-foot setback, as was mine, and that many of the buildings are still built to that and would not adversely affect the community.
That is correct, sir. We have that here. All right. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Let's start with you, Mr. Hudson.
So did I understand you to say that you're not going to tear the dwelling down now?
No.
You're just going to renovate it and add a garage to the footprint?
Yes.
And take it up one story?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and the second story would be directly over the existing dwelling and garage?
Yes, exactly. All the original pilings and the front facade of the building, you know. I'm going to change out the windows and doors, but.
Right, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Riggins?
No, I'd like him just to address the standards for granting a variance. Do you have those in front of you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Would you address those for us?
Under one, uniqueness, the property was built and maintained on a 1962 setback requirement of 25 feet, as all property in the community were built. Is there an exceptional practical difficulty due to such unique condition? If yes, explain. Yes, the pilings and foundation, which are proposed to be unaltered, would have to be torn out, which would render the structure unusable. So in other words, if I did meet the 30-foot setback, I'd have to tear the building down. Possibility of development. Can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance? If not, explain. No. It is built to the 25-foot setback, as all the buildings in the community were at the time, 1962. Extent of the variance. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? Yes. Oak Construction, of which the principal is sitting with us, hired to do the minimum amount of work necessary to complete the renovations. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes. A 30-foot setback would require tearing the structure down, so I would like to adhere to the original 25-foot. And then, is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Yes. Does not meet the current 30-foot setback, which would necessitate tearing down the existing structure. And number three, has the difficulty been created by the applicant? If not, please explain. No, the government created a new setback. Structure has been maintained in the family since 1966, according to the old setback. Will variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No, in fact, it might improve the neighborhood. Please refer to the letter from Middlesex Beach. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent property? No. Again, the letter. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? No. Again, the letter.
Thank you. You did a good job there.
Any further?
No further questions.
Mr. Berman?
Where's the garage? You say you're adding a garage to it?
Yeah. Right now, there's a deck to the left, and that goes 10 feet out, and the garage would occupy where the deck now is.
Oh, okay.
So in some way, it wouldn't increase the footprint if you count the deck as part of the footprint.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No other question.
No further. Mr. Mills?
Mr. Krueger, I also commend you. Nice job on covering the standards.
Oh, thank you.
No other questions.
Mr. Sharp?
Just to be clear, the renovation will not extend any further into the front yard setback than the current house already does. Is that correct?
No.
Okay. And are you going to need any exterior stairs that will reach the upper floors that are going to extend into the front yard setback?
No.
I have no further questions.
All right. Thank you. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,435. The uniqueness of the property, of course, is apparent with the 60-foot wide lots that are down there. That's a section of that beach area, the Sussex Beach. And the variance is necessary to reasonable use of the property. The applicant has so stated and also has proven to us, that's needed. And the unnecessary hardship, of course, has not been created by the applicant because of the government regulations put into effect. And a variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood because most of the homes in there are at a 25-foot setback. And the request of the variance is minimum that we're afford relief, and the requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation in use.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,435. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,435 is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.